Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Is It Any Wonder by Keen. This is Zennial Yearbook. It is... Oh, I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
What do you think of that song?
You could have made me listen to that. So, I'm Riley. And you could have made me listen to that and said, listen to Radiohead's new album. And I would have been like, oh, cool. They didn't change their sound too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had to actually get up and make sure it wasn't Radiohead.
It is not Radiohead. It is Keen. From Battle, England.
I can hear the Brit.
Yeah, because they sound like Radiohead.
Yeah.
We'll see, there you go. That's right. Well, welcome, everyone. It is Saturday, November 9th, if I'm doing my math right. And let's face it, I am. This is the 2006 show. It is our 26th episode. We've been doing this show for half a year. One half of 1 year.
Look at us.
Unbelievable. Who thought we would make it this far? Did you think we'd make it half a year?
I don't know how long we'd make it.
Well, here we are. Listening to Keen, 2006. What do we got here? A lot of emo, I want to say, on the docket today.
That was his fault, guys. It was not me. Don't look at me.
What? I didn't pick... You picked more than half of these songs.
I know.
So then whose fault is it?
It's totally mine. Sorry, guys.
It's fine. All right. What are we going to do? We're going to get some...
That's cool.
We're going to hear some Silver Sun pickups, which aren't particularly emo, but they're fun. Next up, we got some AFI, which is super emo. But we're going to start with the most emo band of all, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. You like them? You like them out there in Radioland?
What's Radioland?
That's what people would say when they would say, when they're talking to the audience.
I don't think anyone has ever said that.
Well, maybe I'm starting a trend. This is Face Down.
Adored him, beauty will last. Oh, inspiral.
Lazy Eye by Silver Sun Pickups from Los Angeles. What do you think of that?
Not super bad.
How'd they get their name?
I have no idea.
From a liquor store in Silver Lake in Los Angeles, of course. Yeah, it's a liquor store called Silver Sun. Before that, we had Miss Murder by AFI, and we started off with Face Down by The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Riley's got some good picks in there. What do you think?
I picked one of those songs.
Two of those songs. No, you didn't pick Miss Murder. I picked Miss Murder. Whatever. I like to front load my songs, and then I just put your nonsense in the back. But not this time. This time, your nonsense is all throughout. Because it's 2006. What else happened in 2006? Anything interesting?
That photo was taken that made me lose my mind a couple episodes ago.
Was it in 2006?
I think. Hold on. I'll be right back.
I mean, that's. No, all right. Well, Ryan's going to go look at a poster on the other side. This makes for great radio.
Yeah, he has white hair, so it was 2006.
Makes sense. Who is the he that we're talking about?
It's My Chemical Romance. There's a photo on the wall that is actually a reprint of a signed photo. But I didn't know that when I saw it a couple weeks ago when we were in here filming. So I cried the whole time. That was great.
That's fine. These things happen. Sometimes
we all make mistakes.
Sometimes you're a 14-year-old girl and you make mistakes. What happened in 2006? Oh, there was a... When I was looking through the list of things that happened in 2006. There was a, I mean, I don't like to talk about a mass shooting, but there was a shooting, a postal shooting in Goleta, California, where somebody went and killed a bunch of people at the post office, at the Santa Barbara Postal Distribution Center.
That's so random.
I'll tell you what's random. What's random is that very night, like, I was working in Goleta. I was working on nights. And I went... Because I had to mail a package to my friend, and I went to that post office to drop off my package because I thought it would take, you know, less time if you go straight to the postal distribution center. But then it turns out they closed it, and, like, it was closed for a week, and no mail was processed out of there at all. So it really didn't make it go any faster at all. But, you know, how was I supposed to know that it was going to be a murder scene? I didn't. Speaking of which, let's listen to some more emo-ish music. This is The Kill.
By 30 Seconds to Mars.
By 30 Seconds to Mars. Here's some more Jared Leto.
I thought it was Leo.
I thought it was Leto.
We don't know.
We'll look it up.
What if I wanted to break? Laugh it all off in your face. You too. What if I fell to the floor? Couldn't take this anymore. What would you do? Come break me down.
ever speak that word again. Yes, you are my friend. We all have something that digs at us. At least we dig each other.
That's Dig by Incubus on...
That's Incubus's other song.
They have tons of songs.
They have two songs.
What's the other one?
Drive.
All right. No. They have more than that. They got Pardon Me. They have some other stuff. Don't put me on the spot. Anyway, before that we had The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars. Good stuff. All right, now's a good time to take a quick break. Yeah, it is. I have the timer here. I know when it's time to take a quick break.
Okay.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
WTBR.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No. That's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12 for eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
Hi. Welcome to the future.
The future begins in 10, 9, 8. Eight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Eight.
What, again?
Eight.
Dude, what the fuck? Who is this guy?
3, 2, 1.
WTBR.
Warm yourself by the fire, son, and the morning will come soon. I'll tell you stories of a better time in a place that we once knew.
Abrupt ending. Prayer of the Refugee by Rise Against.
Fun fact, I got that CD at like a record fair a couple of months ago, and I had no idea who this band was. And then I took it home, and I listened to it, and I'm like, this isn't that bad.
Yeah, I remember when you got that, and I'm like, oh, I know these guys. I know
and
Rise
like,
Against.
Okay. And yeah. I spent $50. It was great.
It was great. I think they're doing another one next month out in Springfield.
Yeah, Northampton, Springfield, something. There's a record fair somewhere, and it was cool.
Somewhere.
So
in
if you're interested in that stuff, they have, like, CDs and weird signed Kurt Cobain posters that you wouldn't buy for me. It was cool.
You can buy them yourself.
I don't have any money.
Well, it's because you spend all your money on
candy. I don't think if I saved all my money, I would have Kurt Cobain sign poster money.
Maybe. There's probably more of those out there than you know, would know.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know.
Anywho, this is Annual Yearbook. It's the 19... No, my gosh. It's the 2006 show. All the hits from 06. What else happened in 06? A little platform called Twitter launched. Formerly known as Twitter launched.
No, it's still known as Twitter. No one actually cares.
Nobody really says X.
No one says X.
It's true. Also...
Stupid. He wanted to rename tweeting to Z-ing, and everyone was like, we're not saying that.
I wouldn't say that. That's true. It's a good call. Good call, everyone. Push back against an insane person. That's what I do. I have a 14-year-old. Anyway, continuing on with the show. This is the part of the show where we play three songs from the same album.
And since it's 2006.
Since it's 2006.
We all know exactly what album this is going to be. Because I'm also on this show.
So we just jump into it?
This is The Black Parade. Yep. It's great.
By who? By Dry Bones?
My Chemical Romance.
By My Chemical Romance.
I've been waiting so long to play this three songs album. And originally we were going to stop after 2003, but I had to keep pushing him to get to 2006.
I think we're going to stop at 2002.
Dude. I have done a lot of work.
Right? It took you 26 weeks, but we finally got it. We finally got you going to wait and relish that G note on the piano. Is it a G?
It's a G.
It's a G.
It's actually my town tune in Animal Crossing. I found a way to, like, I saw a thing that was, like, scaled up version of it, so it still sounds the same. It's literally awesome.
Oh, because there's a...
There's an F sharp.
There's a G. Is it sharp? Because the G is a flat. Because we're in G, it's a sharp. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, anyway, here's that G.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade. Yeah.
sold the cards for the queen. And when the lights all went out, we watched our lives on the screen. I hate the ending myself, but it started with an alright scene. It was the roar of the crowd that gave me heartache to sing. It was a lie when they smiled and said you won't feel a thing. And as we ran from the cops, we laughed so hard it would sting. Yeah, yeah. Oh, if I'm so wrong, how can you listen all night long? How will it matter after?
In fact, my cam didn't play that song for 17 years until like 2 weeks ago.
What happened 2 weeks ago?
That was the first time they played it live in 17 years. That song was fought for to be on the album. I think that's really important. I love Disenchanted.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
Fought for?
Oh, I mean,
like it was in World
War I? The bassist really no one else wanted it on the album except the bassist, and he used to go up to people while they were sleeping and whisper Disenchanted in their ears.
What? try to like subliminally get them interested in that song.
Yeah.
That
it
is.
Works. That's I love Disenchanted.
That's pretty clever. And I don't know.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah. So that was Disenchanted off of the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. Before that, we had This Is How I Disappear. And before that, Welcome to the Black Parade. Any more on the subject of MCR? I'm sure you could talk about them for the next
I could
35
but,
minutes.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say anything else because then I will start talking about them for the next 35 minutes.
That's fair. All right, let's cleanse our palates. Let's listen to a little bit of Muse. This is
this is a supermassive black hole.
Thanks. The Muse.
You know I see
3 Days Grace. This is Zimiel Yearbook.
No, it was Animal I've Become.
That
you
was
couldn't tell.
Animal
Peter gets
I Have Become. This is, you know, this is Zimiel Yearbook, the 2006 show.
Pro tip of the week, don't put your fingers anywhere near a cheese grater. So I did that yesterday, and it hurts a lot.
It still hurts?
Yeah, look.
That's one of those things that you have to do, and then you'll realize that you shouldn't do it anymore.
Didn't mean to.
I know he didn't mean to. It's all right.
Don't swing your hands around where there are cheese graters.
Where there are cheese graters.
More specifically.
Before that, we had Supermassive Black Hole by Muse. 3 Days Grace, you know where they're from. They're our obligatory Canadian band of the week.
They're Canadian?
Norwood, Ontario.
No, I thought we could trust 3 Days Grace.
Fun fact, they originally founded in 1992 as a band called Groundswell.
Well, that's not a good name.
Then
at all.
They played like backyards and bars, and then they disbanded in 1995 and reformed again in 1997 as 3 Days Grace. Very interesting. All right. But now we'll take a little break. We'll come back with more music. This is Zimiel Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio. We will be right back.
Hey, bud, let's party.
WTBR.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. Right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Hello, wonderful people. This is your host, Tariq Pinkston, for the show. 30 minutes of inspiration coming on every Friday, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. So that 12:30 slot is a time to help fill cups, fill your gas tank, and just give you a reboot for the day. 30 minutes of inspiration coming on every Friday at 12:30 p.m. You know, fill the gas tank, and I hope to see you there every Friday, 12:30 p.m. here on WTBR.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life.
Well, let's hear it.
You sit there in your heartache.
The Killers with When You Were Young. This is Xena Yearbook. It's the 2006 show. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
What do you think of that?
It's okay.
It's okay. When I was building the show, I didn't realize that this was on I thought this was on Hot Fuss, but it's apparently on Sam's Town. The Sam's Town album. What do you think of that?
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. All right. So we got some songs to play, and not a whole lot of songs, and not a whole lot of time to play them in, because we only have about 24 minutes left. So we're going to get right back to it. We're going to play a little bit of Pearl Jam, but before that, we're going to play a band that we're going to see in a couple weeks. This is Senses Fail with Can't Be Saved.
Cause I'm still crashing.
Pearl Jam with Worldwide Suicide off of their album, Pearl Jam, with the avocado album, with the avocado on it.
I don't know.
Before that, we had Can't Be Saved by Senses Fail. What do you think of those?
I'm so excited to see Senses Fail. Pearl
Jam. Who else are we seeing? What's the
Saves
other
the Day, but
Saves
they're only the okay.
They're only okay?
Gerard Way likes Saves the Day. Oh, my God!
What?
Saves the Day is a popular band.
Good to know.
Lots of people like them.
Lots of people like them. It's not just Gerard Way. Like, who
yeah,
likes
they
them.
Probably have other fans.
I'm sure they do.
They were never really my favorite, but I want to see Senses Fail. So.
All right. Well, you know what else happened in 2006?
What?
The Nintendo Wii was released, and the Sony PS3 was released. They were at least like a week apart. I remember
bought both of them and Mom got mad at you?
I did not. We went to the release party at Universal Studios Hollywood, I think, for the Nintendo Wii. We waited in line forever to get that thing. It was insane. I think we didn't get back home until like 3 in the morning.
It was not that serious.
It was incredibly serious. It was incredibly serious. Anywho. So that's what happened then. What else we got? Top movies of 2006, number 5, Superman Returns, which I saw in the theater and the film broke. Has that ever happened to you?
What do you mean?
Oh my gosh.
Like
the film and the projector broke during the movie.
I don't think they do that anymore.
I don't think they have like film movies anymore, but it was very strange. And they gave me a free ticket to see another movie. And then they like brought in another reel and we watched the rest of the movie. But you know, free movie. Number 4, The Da Vinci Code. Number 3, X-Men Last Stand. Number 2, Cars. And number 1, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. What do you think?
I've seen most of those movies.
2006 was okay for movies. Except Cars. Cars is good. Yeah, that's fun. Back to it. Here's Lights and Sounds by Yellow Card.
Thank you. But I don't feel like dancing when the old town winter plays. My heart could take a chance, but my two feet can't find a way. You think that I could muster up a little soft shoe devil's way. But I don't feel like dancing, no sir, no dancing today. Don't feel like dancing, dancing, even number five is the best to do. Don't feel like dancing, dancing, pick a tail with a love in the mood.
Scissor Sisters with I Don't Feel Like Dancing off of their Ta-Da album. Before that, we had Lights and Sounds by Ulicard. What do you think of them?
Pretty good.
Good. I should have ended on Scissor Sisters. That's a nice upbeat song to end on. But I didn't. Oh, well. What else? What else happened in, what do you think of this show? You think it's a good show?
Hmm?
All right. Well, we're almost done. So, any last words? For the audience, before we give them the last song. Nothing. All right. Well, thanks for listening on a Saturday. I can't tell you what the weather is because it's, 11 days away. It's fine.
Hope you guys had a good Halloween.
Hope you guys had a good Halloween. I hope nothing crazy happened. Hey, how about that election, right? I mean, whew, sure dodged a bullet there. Or did we? I don't know. But, I'll know by the time this is on the air. Anyway, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Here's a nice upbeat song to end the show. This is Snow Patrol. This is Zennial Yearbook. Then the 2006 show, from which we will maybe never do again. Maybe we will. I don't know. Maybe we won't. This is Chasing Cars. We'll catch you guys next time at the studio.
We'll do it all, everything on our own. We don't need anything or if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say how I feel. Those three words I said too much, they're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads.
I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, if I just lay, just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?